This is WBAA. I'm Greg Kustraba. The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra is in performance Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette, bringing back violinist Rachel Barton Pine in a program that's nothing like the program that she performed a couple of years ago with the orchestra. Nick Palmer is here. He's music director of the Lafayette Symphony. He's going to talk about the concert with us and what to expect for this Shredding with the Symphony program. Good to have you here, Nick.
Thank you, Greg.
Rachel Barton Pine, fabulous violinist who has a real another side of her. She's really into a totally different genre of music.
She is. And that's an interesting thing to me that so many great musicians have other sides. You know, we have several players in the orchestra, for example, that are terrific jazz players, you know, or that maybe play rock and roll. Rachel has always had a passion for heavy metal music, and so it was her dream to put together a program that would showcase her performing both heavy metal music and classical repertory, classical concerti.
So this program has both.
It does, and this is the premiere of this program. The arrangements that we're going to do of the heavy metal music were all done by Rachel, and they all feature her as soloist. So for those people who love hearing a phenomenal, talented violinist, world-class violinist like Rachel Barton Pine, this is your opportunity to hear her perform in more pieces than you'll probably ever hear her perform in a standard concert. So that's a real plus. And the music that she selected, both the concerti and the orchestral music, there are a couple of orchestral selections, all have great energy and variety and passion to them. And so I think that the two genres, even though they're completely disparate, work in this environment.
Let's start with the classical things that you're going to pair with the heavy metal music. Give us some examples of things that you're going to play, that the classical music that has that kind of energy that you're talking about.
Well, a really good example, I think, is there are two in particular. The finale from Summer from the Four Seasons, which is in G minor, and it's very fast and it's very terse, and it, you know, it's the winds sweeping, and it just has a huge amount of, of energy, vitality, synergy, all of those things at the same time, fast tempo, and we're performing it with a full string section. So it's a little different than, you know, what you normally would hear. You hear it a lot of times done Baroque style with maybe a small complement of instruments. This is going to be a real intense version of that. She's also performing the third movement from the Sibelius concerto, which has that kind of energy to it. It has almost a primal folk quality to it, which is very similar to some of the pieces that we're going to do with her that are from the heavy metal canon.
And you mentioned a couple of just orchestral pieces without her as well, because she can't play a full 90-minute program. Well, she probably could, but maybe
yeah.
She doesn't want to.
Well, she's almost doing that, actually. But, well, a great example of that is the finale from Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, which is a piece that it's always had an enigma about it. Was it a piece that celebrated the Soviet regime, or was it a piece that was a reaction to, you know, forced compliance? That's a piece that has an incredible amount of power, perfect for this. And we're also doing a piece that is rarely performed, and it's called the Iron Foundry, and it's by Mozoloff. And that is a piece that is kind of a direct link to heavy metal music, because it's basically a piece about a factory. But everything else that we do, she is performing in, and there will be six arrangements that she has done of various pieces by various groups that she will solo with. There's one that she wrote that's just for strings. It's a piece by the band Rush, which is really works great for string orchestra. And the other five are different groups featuring Rachel.
Now, groups that people have heard of, like Van Halen and Led Zeppelin?
Yes, there's, you know, Van Halen, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne, Led Zeppelin, and Rush. They span, you know, several decades. And I think people will be surprised, even if none of those bands sound terribly familiar, that they will know this music. I mean, everybody's heard Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, and it sounds really gorgeous when it's done with a string orchestra and flutes.
I'm presuming then no vocals on this. She's kind of taking the melody line herself.
She's taking
herself,
the melody
right?
line, absolutely. And I think that it will appeal to a really wide variety of music listeners, classical, rock, heavy metal, you know, jazz. There are some improvisational segments too, where Rachel will improvise, and several members of the orchestra as well. It's going to be a really fun evening.
Now, you mentioned that she's wanted to do something like this for a long time. Did she bring this up to you in a conversation? How did this come about, this concert?
Well, you know, it really started when she was here last time and she performed the Mendelssohn Concerto. And a lot of people who came to the concert said, well, you know, she also does this heavy metal music. And she does perform with small groups and even on quasi-recitals and in clubs and things like that. And so we asked her, you know, do you ever do that with orchestra? And she said, well, I'm just putting together a show and I'm testing it and writing the arrangements. And we said, we really want to be on the ground floor of that, because we already know that the Lafayette, West Lafayette public loves your playing and really enjoys having you here. So let's do something completely different. And she got very excited about it. And that led to this collaboration, which will be a premiere.
Saturday evening, 7:30 at the Long Center, violinist Rachel Barton Pine joining the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra for a program of some classical music favorites, like the last movement of the Sibelius Violin Concerto, as well as some selections from hard rock or heavy metal music. Program is at 7:30 at the Long Center in downtown Lafayette. Ticket information is at lafayettesymphony.org and 742-6463. Nick Palmer, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.